The Senate Committee on Judiciary, Utilities, Commerce, and Government Operations gave the amendment a green light today in a 4-1 vote. It would require a 2/3 vote of both houses of the legislature to pass any increase in state income or sales taxes. Committee Chairman Rich Zipperer says the constitutional change is needed to rein in the awesome power of the state to tax its citizens.
The U.S. Supreme Court, they've said the power to tax is the power to destroy. And I think before any government wields that incredible amount of power, there should be a high burden placed.
But Democratic State Senator Fred Risser says restricting the power to tax also restricts the power of government to provide services to its citizens. He says a similar amendment in California created chaos and was eventually repealed.
The majority party determines the level of services. And how is the majority party going to maintain that level of services if it doesn't have the power to bring in the revenue to cover that level of services? Services are going to increase. I mean, there's more people. And to turn around and say we've got to, there are no more taxes, period, I think is unrealistic.
This amendment does not cap taxes, but it would require a supermajority of the legislature to raise them. The legislature could grant more taxing power to cities and counties, but another constitutional amendment, now pending in committee, would require a referendum before any local governments could raise taxes. Both measures must be approved in two successive legislative sessions and then approved by citizens in a referendum before becoming part of the state constitution. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.